Hi, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Stacey.
And this is the Body Smart Podcast.
And today we have got our lovely Julie. Julie is one of our grads. Hi, Julie. And we are so honoured to have you on the podcast. So Julie is a very busy woman. She's got a very demanding career and she's also absolutely nailed her Body Smart journey over the last year and a half.
Yep.
So Julie, tell us a little bit about what you've achieved, because I think I was like, did I read this right? Your coach told me that you weigh the same as you did when you were 18.
Oh, yes. Yeah. In fact, a little bit under.
Are you joking me?
Yeah, I've never been. Well, I mean, coming out the womb, I was slightly lighter. But truthfully, yeah. I mean, I have had a weight problem not long after coming out of the womb. So you're talking sort of, I mean, I was a child that was sort of 8 stone at 8, 9 stone at 9, 10 stone at 10, 11 stone at 11. I got up to sort of like the highest I kind of got to was around sort of 16 plus stone.
So you were already in your teens, you were struggling.
So yeah, absolutely, as far back as that. So even when I kind of sort of got to about 18 and boys came more of an interest and I did lose a little bit of weight, I never got to as low as I am now.
Yeah. And if you don't mind sharing, how old are you now?
I am in a couple of weeks, I will be 54. Wow. 55? I'm 54 now.
Don't be too mad at you.
Yeah. I'll be 55. I'm just thinking, I can skim me pension in a few weeks. When did that happen?
Well, in my head, I'm still
20.
Yeah.
But 50, I'll be 55 in a couple of weeks.
Amazing. And so there's been a whole journey. It's not just about the weight, obviously. And I know that when you were chatting to Vanessa the other day, you were saying about like menopause was a bit of a wake up call for you. Mm. When did that all start?
I mean, I think it was one of those where, I think I'm quite fortunate in that I think I'm going to be sort of heading towards, sorry, Jamie. Girly bits. I think I'm going to be heading to a bit of a late menopause type of thing. So, but I was sort of surrounded by a lot of my friends, all of whom sort of annoyingly have come through the other side of it now. And you're also then, it's very much in the media at the moment in terms of some of the struggles and the problems that you have. And so I'm not new to losing weight, and I've always managed to be able to lose weight. So I just started sort of having a go at trying to apply some of the tools and techniques that I've built up over a long time. And there was nothing shifting it. And I thought, maybe this is sort of, you know, when you read up on it, you know, a lot of women do unfortunately have this kind of, you know, the dreaded spread and you give into it. And I just thought this is just not going to shift at all here. And I got into a really, really kind of low place in terms of, you know, just not feeling very good about myself, generally kind of unhealthy. I mean, I've always been active, but I mean, when you're carrying excess weight, it's always a struggle and it puts more strain on everything. So it was just, I thought, I just didn't see a way out here at all, to be honest.
And how much heavier were you, if you don't mind sharing, when compared to now?
Yeah, so I've kind of, with Body Smart, I've lost about 32 pounds.
Okay. Amazing.
So, you know, for our UK people, you know, you're talking sort of over 2 stone, nearly 2.5 stone I lost, which for me was just I just couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe when I started to see it coming off.
Because you'd been trying and trying.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So what had you been trying?
I've been to, as I say, countless of our more mainstream sort of, you know.
Weight Watchers.
Well, yeah, going and sort of, you know, when you go every week and you stand on the scales in front of, you know, a health kit. Do you know what you did wrong this week? Yeah, I ate too much, clearly. I haven't lost any weight. So I tried to go back a little bit to that, to what I kind of knew, sort of, you know, I thought, sort of calorie counting, if you like, and again, but it was just wasn't shifting at all. It wasn't shifting at all. And I think what I learned when I joined Body Smart was you weren't really doing it properly at all, were you, to be quite frank?
And what, would you mind going into more detail around what you didn't feel like you were doing properly?
Yeah, I think for me it was, the beauty of Body Smart was, and it was something that always interested me, was understanding a bit more about nutrition. So it was a bit about understanding, because I did enjoy exercising, it was understanding more about what might fuel my body better to exercise. You know, and particularly when I've always been interested, I've always enjoyed lifting weights, but then Body Smart took this onto a different plane for me. But it was just that whole sort of, it was understanding the balance between sort of, your protein, your carbs and your fat, which interested me, if you like. I've always been very good at planning my meals because I'm quite busy. So it was always about, that wasn't new to me in terms of planning in advance, if you like. But it was those little things that, the little tips that you got about, you know, well, you know, you're really counting everything. And Natasha was
in a good way.
Yeah. In a good way. She was always sort of held me to account. So
yeah.
On a couple of occasions. So the accountability is brilliant in terms of the one-to-one with the coaching is just fantastic in that kind of that sort of this little sort of voice, if you like, in your ear. And it was, so I was brilliant at kind of hitting sort of my goal bars. So making sure that, you know, hitting my carbs and my protein goals and things like that. I remember having a check-in with Natasha and she said, yeah, yeah. Really, really nailing your goal bars and you're getting, you know, you're really great. She said, would expect to see a little bit more on the scales if you were actually doing that. She went, so I'm just kind of asking the question, is there anything that might be slipping in there that you might not be counting? And she was bang on. It was absolutely, you know, so when I went back to, do you know what, she's right, and I went, yeah, you're right. So there's perhaps like a little bit more milk in there for coffees and nothing major, but
all those bites, licks, and sips.
It is the bites, licks, and sips that did add up, do you know what I mean? And so obviously when I went back to sort of tracking pop properly 100%, well, yeah. Then when I checked back in again, she kind of went, yeah, I told you so. Yeah.
It's annoying because a lot of people will overlook this as this, like the simplicity of it, as in like it's not that much, but it can be the difference sometimes between, you know, losing half a pound and a pound, or, you know, losing
or nothing,
or, you know, losing an extra pound a week or more in some cases.
Yeah. And I actually have to say from experience, if you've got somebody who has beautiful gold bars every single day, I'm like, this is not what a real person eats like. I'm sorry, it's too good.
She just called me out all the time.
Yeah, it's too good. That's the beauty of it though, isn't it? Because it's very easy to kid yourself. And I definitely used to do that. I'd be like, oh yeah, I'm tracking my food, I'm doing my exercise. And then when you are doing everything right and nothing happens, you get irrationally angry.
Oh, absolutely. As Natasha also knows as well.
Yeah.
It was literally, you know, the amount of ledges she taught me off, because it was, you know, and trust the process.
Yeah.
And
which is
honestly,
easy to
it
say.
Is like a mantra now. It really is. Just no, trust the process. Because it was a weird thing for me, because it was, I mean, the thing that really attracted me to Body Smart was the mindset side of things. It was that, I know it sounds stupid, but your goal is to get rid of me as quickly as possible. And that's genuine. There's no sort of, you know, you know, maybe you could do with just staying a bit longer with us. Or it is literally, no, go away now. You've done it. Sort of thing. It's and I thought, that can't.
In a nice way.
Yeah. Like that can't be right. You literally want to train me to say, well, you'll never have to do this again. So that was what really kind of piqued my interest, if you like. And it was that sort of, so when I joined, I always kind of explained it as, when you first learn to drive, oh, you're so obsessed, aren't you, with, you've got so much to think about, even when you've passed your test, it's me mirrors, it's changing gear. And now I've been driving for longer than I care to remember. Sometimes now I don't remember how I got there. I don't remember getting in the car and arriving, because it's just all natural.
Mm-hmm.
And what I said to Natasha in the beginning is, that's what I really want from eating and food. Don't really want to have to be, oh, I don't want to think about then I'm thinking about that and then weighing this out and doing that and doing it. I said I want to be in that, I want to be an expert driver, if you like, but and in control of me weight. And so when I joined, it was almost as if you'd reverse that, and it was like you had me weighing every day, and I was thinking, how am I supposed to be getting away from this? And, no, we don't want you to be driven by your scales, but you're making me weigh every day. And I was like, oh, and I just couldn't understand sort of, well, why are you making me weigh every day? And it was only then that it was just that sort of, it's weird. It kind of like makes me now, the fact that I weighed every single day just made me think, yeah.
It's just another, yeah. It's just another number.
It made me just get on the scales and go, well, that's just rubbish. You know, when you're doing it genuinely, you're doing it properly, and it is one of those things where, you know, particularly for women, you know, of course, that's what you do. That's what your, why you target women like you do, is there's so much else that goes into the number on the scales that kind of like training your brain to go, well, that's rubbish, because I can get on there, do exactly what I was supposed to have done, be 100%. Yeah, I've done this correctly. Get on, and it's not what I want to see on the scales.
Yeah,
which really, in this bizarre kind of way, made me go.
Because you knew that didn't really matter in the big picture.
It wasn't right. Yeah. It wasn't right in the big in the bigger picture. I just knew it wasn't right, and it was. It's just genius. It really is. So now,
could you explain how Tash got you to that point? Because a lot of people will be listening, and going, "Well, that sounds like a fairy tale."
I know it was just, and I think the other thing was as well. I found that. As I said, that the mindset sort of thing, and I'm not going to lie, I was a little bit sceptical about that sort of, you know, understanding the why and going into it a little bit deeper. And, you know, and particularly with it being sort of an online sort of coach, I thought to myself, is she really going to be able to sort of get me and understand me? Oh, my word, did she ever? And the bizarrest thing is as well is I genuinely just feel like I'm her only client. I don't know how she manages to do it, but she genuinely just makes me feel like I'm her only client. And it was just, she just knew when she needed to send me something or drop me something or give me a link to something to just perk me up, if you like. But what I did find when I first started, I thought that the documentation and the workbook to start with and things like that and the questions and the daily kind of planner about reflecting on how your day was, oh, my word, I think passing my law exams was easier. And I thought, what have I signed up to here? But again, it was just this subtle way of getting you to appreciate and understand why you do want to do this and what you might be struggling with and what your triggers are. And so, you know, joining the round table every week, for example, would just be this fantastic way of, oh, my God, you're right, you know, that's me, or... That was, you know, there's always going to be a subject matter in those round tables that resonates with you in terms of, oh, blimey, you're right. You know, particularly this time of year, for example, it was a great one, for example, I tapped into last year, which was I hadn't reached my goal weight at the time. But I was coming up to Christmas, which is just, for me, is a trigger. It's a, you know, it's happy, it's food, it's chocolate, it's... You know, but it's just, I dropped into the round table just before Christmas, which was, you know, this is 24 hours. It's one day in an entire year. So do you know what? Knock yourself out if you want to. It's still 24 hours of your entire year ahead of you. So don't sweat it. Don't sweat it. And it was, you know, and it's, you know, and for me, it was just miraculous. It's just...
Tash did share that you're a bit of a perfectionist and a bit of an all or nothing kind of lady. Yeah. So I think those breakthroughs, they might sound like common sense to a lot of people, but until you actually have that breakthrough, it then literally changes everything, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely it does. And I think that's what it is. I want to be the best. I want to be the best client you've ever had. I want to lose my weight the quickest time we've ever lost it. And I want to be the poster girl for Body Smart. And, you know, that is absolutely what drove me. And I think it is because I kind of do want to be the sort of, yeah. Natasha, tell me I'm good.
Yeah.
Tell me I'm the best one. I'm a little bit needy like that. So that's why I think she was so good at when I didn't get that, or I was, you know, I was sort of, you know, I was, nothing was happening for, I mean, this is how sad I am. I went back over, and this was actually, in fairness, not because I'm sad. It was because I was trying to help somebody else, not a female client, because I would have directed them to you. Right. This was a male friend of mine. And he was struggling. He wasn't seeing anything. He was being good and he wasn't seeing any change on the scales. And it was, I went back over my kind of like, sort of my graph, if you like. And I said, there's been one occasion where for 10 days I saw nothing, no change at all. oh, Natasha, doing everything I needed, everything I should have been doing. Mm-hmm. I mean, oh, Natasha got it.
Yeah.
Bless her. She used all of her patience to kind of go, no, it's another reason. Don't, you know, you're doing what you need to be doing. Just trust the process. Trust the process. And then lo and behold, bump. I don't think it just then literally.
Yeah.
And it was, and as I said, I mean, and that, you know, when you do see your graph, as I said, if you just see those little peaks and those little, you know, but you see the start point and the end point.
It's linear. It is linear, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. Again, it makes such sense. Yeah, yeah. But and when you're in the middle of it, you're thinking, I want it quicker. But
yeah. No, and we forget that we've got human bodies, which are like organic beings that are not robots.
No.
It doesn't matter. Even if the exact same input and the exact same output today and tomorrow doesn't mean everything that happens inside is the same.
No. And I think the other thing is as well is I found because of the, as I said, there's so much that you've taught me around the mindset, if you like, and the sort of maybe the importance of journaling and things like that is that it's now that I'm a graduate, if you like, and which we'll get onto, but terrified me in that sort of, you know, be free. I was thinking, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Come back.
Yeah.
No, not yet. I'm not ready. And so that bit did scare me. But what I find now is just having that little, so I've got sort of a monthly planner, which literally doesn't need a lot of attention. But if I just go in and put a word, like maybe it might be overwhelmed or I might be, you know, stressed or, you know, and then I've got my tracker. So I always try and monitor my sleep, for example. So if I see I've had a bad night's sleep, then I can then chart if I don't weigh every day now like I used to, but it will chart if I jump on and go, didn't really want to see that. But if I go back then and have a look at what I was feeling and how work might have been impacting me, I'll go, well, I'm stressed, I'm tired, I'm overworked. And your body reacts to it. You know, even if I know I haven't been, you know, eating sort of mindlessly at all, but it's your body just going, no, you've had enough, you need to.
So would you say it's fair to say you do feel like you're that expert driver now after becoming a graduate?
I do, yeah. It is, yeah. It's, I mean, I said to Natasha when I kind of, so back in February, I think it was, I kind of hit goal. I mean, for starters, I've never, ever maintained for this length of time. I mean, I've always been, wherever I've been to me little weekly, what did you do wrong this week, Julie? Classes. I would nail the weight loss eventually and I'd walk away with my little certificate. Yay. But literally you're talking a month, maybe more, it was starting to creep and creep and creep. And what I've never been able to understand is the way I feel now, why did I let myself move away from that? And I think it's because I've never really got the mindset right. It's, okay, that's the number I want to get to. You've got to it. Okay, go away. And it's that sort of, so I do think, I said to Natasha, I will think I've succeeded if I get to December 2023 and I'm within, so 147 to 154 pounds, which was sort of, because I originally wanted to get to 11 stone, which is 154 pounds. Because in my head I had this as being, you know, a healthy BMI kind of thing. But then when I got to that, I said to Natasha, I want to go a bit lower.
That's really common, actually, because you maybe didn't believe that you could go lower.
Yeah.
And then you've proven to yourself, hang on, I can do this.
Well, it's that story of like, well, maybe you're not meant to be less than 11 stone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which maybe we tell ourselves.
Yeah, maybe body's not meant to be less than 11 stone, which was just so I said.
It's a way of protecting yourself as well, isn't it? Of course. Yeah.
It's justifying it. Yep. And so I said, when I said to Natasha, do you think I'll get to 10 and a half? She went, yeah. I said, well, what was missing was, idiot. So I got to that because then I find now I wanted to be in a position where if I saw that 154, I'd go, wow, no, that's not happening. And so I wanted that little bit of a buffer. And I said to Natasha, if I get to December 2023 and I'm within that bracket, then I'll have succeeded.
Absolutely, because that's 10 months.
Yeah.
Which is compared to your previous track record. Yeah.
And especially for you guys today, I got on this morning.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm 149.
Hey!
So, you know, it is, that for me is just, that's the bit that I...
And what do you feel like is being the change? You know, because there's the skills to develop, you know, around nutrition, which you mentioned, and becoming that expert driver.
Yeah.
But you've mentioned the mindset. Like, what do you feel like is being the big difference between previously and now that's allowing you to sustain?
Yeah, the big difference is that I don't believe that Body Smart brands this as a diet. And so I don't use the word diet. Very early on, I took words like being good, being bad, naughty foods, good food, mm-hmm. out of my vocabulary. Natasha was very good at kind of pulling me up on stuff like that to go, no, it's just, you're just living your life.
It's just food, yeah.
It's just food, you know. And so what I find is different this time is that my mindset isn't towards that I've been on a diet, if you like. It's that I've been, I'm now much more into healthy choices and a healthier lifestyle and a healthier choice. I'm sort of, you know, yes, I'm 55 years old nearly. I want to set this up for longevity now. This is sort of, you know, I want to get into my, you know, hopefully 80s and 90s and, you know, maybe even my, you know, centenary, the healthiest version of myself that I can be. So now it's not about, don't deny myself anything. I don't lock myself away and never leave the house, you know, and only eat Greek yogurt. It's, you know, but I just go now and I'm able, have the tools to make healthier choices and to just know that, well, okay, yeah, maybe overindulged a bit there. So it's, but...
Yeah, I think it's really important that people understand what you just said there. You don't deprive yourself, because sometimes there's a perception of, well, you've lost the weight and now if you want to keep the weight off, you just have to eat like you're on a diet for the rest of your life.
No.
So could you like share how the journey was for you? When you got to your goal, mm-hmm. what did you think came next and then what did actually come next?
Yeah, well, when I reached my goal, obviously, because it's the journey obviously is a reduction, it's a calorie reduction, it's a calorie deficit, isn't it, for you? If it's for you to reach what the goal that you want to reach, and then it's a calorie reintroduction, which freaked me out big time.
Especially if you've struggled with losing weight for your whole life, for someone to say like you hit your goal, it's like celebration almost. And then it's like, hey, the thing that got me to my goal was eating less and now you're telling me to eat more. Yeah. It feels like counterintuitive and the way of like sustaining your results, but it's also like a necessary next step.
Yeah. Yeah. And that terrified me and it was so that again, very, very gradual sort of reintroduction of increasing your calories up. But again, what that kind of made me think was when I got sort of to the kind of the maximum sort of calorie side of things was, this gives me an awful lot of options here in terms of being full, so you don't need that deficit, and the fact that, as I say, your body just then sort of regulates itself, it's that side of things. It's that side of it's training that you give, that you just think, you know, as long as you commit to it and you believe what you're being told, It really does make you think, you know, these are the tools that you need. So as I say now, I can go on a holiday, for example, which used to be, I'm going to come back half a stone, if not more, heavier. Mm. There isn't a need for you to do that. And it's just that kind of mindfulness around what you're eating. But as I said, I've never denied myself it. You know, I went out, you know, over Christmas, I had 3 or 4 nights out with, you know, celebrations and work, for example. But it was just sensible eating. And it was, as I said, enjoyed myself.
You make it sound very easy.
And I think to me, and literally for someone who's been doing it as long as I have, I thought to myself, why haven't I been doing this for years?
Yeah. And I think somebody listening might be like, well, how is it so easy?
I think it's easy because it's, as I said, it's not, I don't deny myself. I don't deny myself if I want a chocolate bar. I don't deny myself it. If I want to have a pizza, I don't deny myself it. But what I found what I used to do in the past was I'd have this kind of like mindset of, well, that was, I've been bad on Friday night here. Well, I'll start again Monday.
Yeah.
And then so Friday night became Friday, then all of Saturday, mm-hmm. then all of Sunday. And then I would think, right, okay, it's Monday. Then I'd have a cob on Monday because I've probably eaten that much rubbish that I've probably made myself irritated and anxious. And then I've gotten the scales and it's much more than it should have been. Yeah, yeah. And it's because it skyrocketed. Whereas now it's just a case of, no, I'm going out, I'm going to have what I can have, what I want to have. But then tomorrow I just wake up and I just
carry on.
I just do my normal stuff.
It sounds like even if you do overindulge a little bit, you don't then see the need to just continue to keep overindulging.
No, I don't. Yeah. And that's why the healthy side of it now, rather than that Body Smart crew are making me said I can't have that now because I went and enjoyed myself last night. It isn't. It's now because I'm just thinking, well, no, okay, I kind of overindulged a little bit then. And do you know what? I feel a bit sluggish and a bit, I haven't been to the toilet, and I've normally been to the toilet by now. And it's daft little things that now I think to myself, I don't want to feel like that anymore. Mm-hmm. So therefore, I wake up even more now the next day, ready to sort of go, okay, put that behind me now, because now I want to sort of get back to drinking my water or going mm-hmm. for my walk or, you know, and it's that healthy side of things. So it's not that I've, as I said, there's nothing off the menu here. There's nothing that I don't, if I want to have it, I'll have it.
It sounds like you're just more in tune with what you feel good eating and doing, and what therefore the healthy choices feels like the choice you want to make.
Yeah, it is. That's the kind of the go-to, if you like. But equally, if I decide, do you know what? Really fancy some Maltesers. Well, I will go, and I won't go and I won't get the bag and go and sit in the living room. It's that, again, tools that you've kind of, which I know it sounds so blooming simple, but I never used to do it.
But if no one's ever laid them all out for you and you've put them together at one time, you could try one of them and it wouldn't really make much difference.
Yeah.
But you've got all the tools.
Yeah. Yeah. So it is little things like, okay, if you want to take a handful of crisps, we'll take a handful of crisps in a bowl and go and watch the telly, or a handful of chocolates and go and watch the telly.
Yeah.
It's this sort of mindlessness that I just used to, might as well finish the bag now. Well, no, it's just...
It's quickly up. 1,000 calories of Doritos or anything really easily.
Like that. Yeah. It's just, as I said, it is very, very simple techniques, which if you just keep going and keep overlaying them, it's certainly working for me.
It comes to the demise is that it's simple, but simple doesn't always mean easy, because if it was, because it's the difficulty in the execution of doing it.
Yeah.
Sorry, just to come back to this, because I think it's a really important part of sustaining results. We mentioned when you got to your weight loss goal and then you went through a reverse diet and brought food back in and then sustaining and maintaining. How did you find that? Did you come across any challenges as you were introducing more calories and more food? Like, how was your mindset and how were you feeling through that stage?
Yeah, no, I think it was, as I said, it was difficult to get my head around in terms of eating more, because I naturally, as I said, I just thought, well, more calories is going to mean more weight. Which it did. I saw that the scales did sort of react, if you like, to eating more calories. But again, I was, I would check in with Natasha and kind of go, oh, is this right? She would, again, talk me off a ledge, if you like, and keep going. And then once again, it would just regulate again. It was just, I'll be thinking, this is crazy. Actually, it's where it works, which is truthfully why, as I said, if you stick to it, that mantra of trust the process, it is. And the amount of times that I've said that to ladies in my WhatsApp group of, this is normal, what your experience is normal, please just trust the process, stick with it, please just stick with it, it will happen, because it just does.
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt, just a quick ask. If you are enjoying this podcast, we do ask if you would go and hit that subscribe button, because our goal is to be able to help all of you guys become body smart. And the way we can do that is by getting better guests on, more experts, and the bigger this podcast gets, the more guests we can get on here.
And you mentioned the WhatsApp group there. So we have a WhatsApp group for each coach has got their ladies in their team, in their WhatsApp group. And it must be so lovely now to be able to help those women that were in the same position that you were. Mm. Can you even remember when you got first added to the group, how did you feel?
Yeah, it was interesting, really, because at first you are a little bit nervous about sort of actually going in and sort of opening yourself up and kind of, you know, and I'm posting your kind of your darkest fears, if you like. But then obviously, because you've got, you might be new to the group, so you've got some ladies who might have even been knocking on the door of graduation or close to graduation, or have been on the programme for a while. So sort of going in and after asking the daft questions, you were never ever meant to, never ever felt like that. It was no, that's how I felt in my first week. It was no, that it's normal and no need to do this, think about that. And it's that support network, really, of blimey, they're not half your cheerleaders. They will pick you up when you literally just need to send a text to go, you know, mm-hmm. I'm feeling really blooming low here, scales haven't moved, I feel, you know, what's the point? What's it all about? And the amount of ping, 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 ping that comes back in terms of, no, stick with it. You've done brilliantly. You're right. You know, you're doing so well. Stick with it. It's natural. You know, no, pick yourself up. It's just one day.
Yeah.
It is just, it's so wonderful to feel like you're not this kind of, this woman that's been consumed by, you know, these thoughts about food and having this disordered approach to so it might not necessarily be an eating disorder, but you have disordered eating, if you like, in that it was just, I had the most horrendous relationship with food. It was just everything, every emotion I attached to food. And it's not good when you see one of your friends on the group that are going through that. But when you see somebody who posts something on the group that says, oh, this has happened, or and it could be that, I don't know, somebody's poorly or somebody's, you know, or they've lost a pet that they were close to, and it's triggered them. So I went and I ate the entire cupboard. And you thought, and as much as you then go to that person's aid and say, well, no, that's natural, don't worry, think about this, blah, blah, it's the fact that, oh, God, I've done that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think, this is not...
It's a mirror, isn't it?
I'm not, you know, there isn't something wrong with me. That lots of people are feeling that, and lots of women are going through that. That it's the best. They're not the best feeling, because you know somebody needs your support. But there is this sort of, you know, a little bit of, you know, I'm not alone. Do you know what I mean?
That's a really big part of self-compassion, which being a type A kind of person, it's not something that comes naturally. And self-compassion sounds like it's a bit woo-woo, whatever. Mm. But actually, knowing that there are other people in the human race that are feeling the same way as you are is the first gateway into being able to be a bit of compassionate to yourself. Because otherwise, you think everyone else has these high standards. Why can't I meet them?
Mm.
And you see behind the closed door, you're like, oh, okay, maybe I'm all right then.
It is, and I think it is. And it was also a little bit sort of, you know, it's a little bit saddening, if you like, that there are, you know, I suppose to some degree, I shouldn't be saying this to you guys, but that you do have so many clients that have that struggle, if you like,
yeah.
And that who feel that.
So many women out there that have this. I mean, I was there. Many of us.
Yeah, it's just.
And it's all fed to us on the media and as we were growing up and all the things like your aunties say when you're 12, like it's in there.
Yeah.
And it just creates this relationship with food.
Oh, absolutely.
And your body and your worth and everything.
And it is, I mean, you basically, you only need to look at my first check-in photograph to see how low a place I was in emotionally. Oh. I mean, if all it was missing from my photograph was like a number underneath. Oh. Like it was just... I just felt awful. And it wasn't even as if, I mean, you know, that I had this sort of burning desire to sort of, you know, to get onto sort of, you know, apps and be swiping right and things like that. It wasn't about aesthetics as much as, you know, you want to feel good about yourself and look good. It was just, I felt so low.
Yeah.
I just felt miserable.
How would you say that's changed now? What words would you use now?
Oh, now it's just. The thing, what I found quite interesting was that people were noticing the weight loss. I have underneath me sort of the bottle of dye. I'm a redhead, so I'm pretty fiery anyway. If I've got quite a short fuse.
Yeah.
Best of time. Never mind when I'm 2.5 stone overweight. Then I'm just unbearable. But what people were commenting on were not only they could see sort of weight coming off me, but it was little things that it was like, you know, the girl I work with, I've worked with for 20 odd years, and she was sort of, why didn't you fly off the handle over that? Why did you?
Yeah.
I haven't seen you that calm before about that happening in work. Or it was that sort of, it's that sort of diffuse, it's that sort of like, the pressure's so off, yeah. And I just feel relaxed. And because I feel sort of happier about who I am and how I feel now, everything else is just a bit easier to cope with and a bit easier to deal with.
You can't have good mental health without having good physical health, and vice versa. Yeah. You can't have good physical health without mental health, if I just said that the right way around. But it's true, you know what I mean? Like, in order to have a happy mind, you do need to have a happy body as well.
Yeah.
And I think it's definitely when you're not healthy or not feeling your best physically, it's so many things can tip you over the edge. You know, you're almost waiting for it sometimes, which, you know, I've been that, you know, and I've had other things going on in the past. It's kind of like, you're just kind of waiting for something to tip you over the edge. But when you aren't looking after your body and your mind is almost in that state a lot more than maybe you would like it to be.
Yeah, it was just, I mean, because the other thing for me is, which I just found ludicrous, and I think I put it on one of my reviews, is, weight loss, yay, that's great. Oh my God, can we talk about sleep?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Yeah, your sleep went through a whole transformation.
Where is that? Who knew sleep was so good? It was, I mean, and I'm talking, I've had this problem like as a child in terms of like fear of missing out. I think a real FOMO. I'd be like this all the time, Mom, get to bed. And it really kind of like went into my adulthood, where I then thought I was one of these, I don't know, is it Churchill that said he survived on 4 hours?
I can still operate. It's fine.
I can still operate on 4 hours. No, I can't. You can't operate on 4 hours. So I was.
You wear it like a badge of honour, though, don't you?
Yeah. It's No, weirdly. Of course I can cope. No, I couldn't. And it was weird because it was, I was, you're talking 4 hours if I was lucky. It was interrupted. Wow. So it was never, I could tell it wasn't a deep sleep because of just the way I woke up, which was literally, have I even gone to sleep? I was so tired all of the time. And then, as I said, just with sort of building in habits and going for like a morning walk and keeping my steps up and things like that. And then obviously some little tweaks to sort of, you know, maybe not drinking coffee in the afternoons and things like that. I don't no longer have the television on in the bedroom. But it was little things like that where if I don't get 7 hours now, it's...
You notice it.
I'm not. Yeah. I notice it.
Yeah.
And it's 7 hours of... Bumf.
Good.
I am gone. And so now I tend to... I always go for a walk in the morning. That's helped by the fact that my brother and his wife have decided it would be a good idea to get a Belgian Malinois.
Oh.
Yeah.
Needs a lot of walks.
If anybody wants to Google a Belgian Malinois.
It's like a husky type, Alsatian-y.
Oh,
yeah. Very nice.
Very nice. She's beautiful. I love her to bits, but she's a lunatic. So it takes three of us to manage it.
Are you joking me?
Oh, no.
Oh, it's a very sociable way to start the day.
So yeah. I don't live with me brother and his wife. They are. Oh. I don't live with my brother and his wife, obviously. I do leave them alone slightly. But they live round the corner.
Yeah.
But they are unbelievably active dogs. So the police use them a lot. The military use them a lot. Extremely athletic. And so you're talking 12 miles a day that she needs. So it helps that we have her, as I said, and I have to sort of help out, if you like. But so I walk every morning with the dog. So we do sort of 4.5 miles every morning before I go to work. Then I leave work and I go home in the evening and I walk. I take the evening shift and I go and walk about another 2 or 3 miles in the evening. And it was sort of, so again, you know, people will say, well, yeah, but that's easy because you've got a responsibility to some degree, if you like, because you've got a dog. But because you get into this habit, oh, no. So they go away. They've got sort of, they've got a little place up in Staffordshire they go to quite frequently and things like that. So even if I haven't got a, oh no, I have to zip up.
Go for your walk.
Go for my walk. Yeah. I've got to get me walking. And I'm really not very happy if I don't get me walking. Yeah. And so it's little sort of habits like that, if you like, that I think have just genuinely helped to, you know, so now I get me sleep. And I'm almost now, I don't need the alarm clock a lot of the time because it just pings
you at wake up.
5:30 every morning.
Yeah. I mean, the science and everything you're saying, it's your circadian rhythm. You're getting up in the morning, there's
a bit of daylight.
Yeah, you're getting some morning sunlight in your eyes. But there's also, it's very rare anyone ever goes for a walk and comes back and go, oh, I feel worse for that. You know what I mean? There's something about being in motion and walking. So.
We had a little bit of a cob on today because it was raining.
It was a bit harder.
Very miserable. But I suppose what I want to try and get across is that you can read as many of the books that talk about things like that.
Yeah.
They can sit and listen to you guys and just go, yeah, oh, circadian rhythms. And but oh my God, it actually works.
Yeah.
Are you talking to me? I am very cynical. I am. And you did have to convince me.
But there's a big part between knowing and doing. Like, there's a very big part. Like, you can know to do all the things, but then actually doing them it can be something, you know, completely different. Yeah. And then when you do, you start to get that evidence of like, hey, I do feel better. And now I just want to keep feeling better.
You know, it's this thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, water. I mean?
You know, that it's just, so now I do have, and I still have, even though I've graduated, I still have a habit tracker, you see, in my journal, which is to make sure that I walk, I sleep, and my water, because you want, and you can tell, if you've had a day you've kind of haven't had the chance, you've maybe been in and out of meetings, etc., or things like that, I can tell, my head is banging, and stupidly, I am more hungry. I am that sort of, you know, it's that sort of, you know, it's amazing how I just think to myself, you know, am I really hungry? You know, it's just, again, it was on, I think, one of the round tables. Just take a breath and just ask yourself, are you really? Put your 3 steps, have you had enough to drink, et cetera, and stuff like that, you know. And then if at the end of it you are still hungry, well then fill your boots, have you?
Yeah. I think that's always the key as well. We would never say, well, then just hold out till dinner.
Yeah.
Because you're only setting yourself up for a fail, aren't you?
Yeah.
But I think maybe some of the other methods that you might have tried in the past would have said, well, no, you can't be hungry. You can't be hungry until dinner time. So just stop right there.
Yeah.
And it just sets you into this condition of not trusting anything your body tells you.
Yeah.
Whereas absolutely, if you want to be able to do this forever, your body's the only thing that knows the answer.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's where it is. It's just, and it was so subtle. It's so subtle how the sort of overlaying of maybe, you know, thinking about your day, what could you've done better, what you're most proud of, and, you know, we're tracking your water and during the day, and it's just this subtle little check-ins throughout the process that stick with you now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It does just become routinely that, you know, oh, I don't think I've drunk enough water, or, you know, so I always have sort of, you know, I've got a bottle on my desk all the time. I always have one with me that tells me, you know, well, no, I have been drinking enough, or I haven't been drinking enough. And it's little subtle.
It allows you to problem solve a lot faster.
Yeah. And it is. And as I said, it sounds stupid, but I didn't see it coming. Because the way that you've just introduced them and the way that you've thought about it and the way you've made me reflect on things and the... And I think it's now that I think to myself, no, I've never felt this good. So, and now I know why I feel this good. So I ain't letting this go now.
Well, you've got a step-by-step guide to how to feel this good now.
Yeah.
So if you ever have a wobble or whatever, you can just go back to your list of things and say, oh, haven't been getting my water, haven't been getting my sleep. There we go.
That's it. It's just that, you know, it's just...
Yeah.
You think if past you was like listening to this, that what we're talking about, like the simplicity of it seems almost so like basic, like, oh, drink more water, get better sleep, go for it. Like someone could listen and be like, that's just all too simple. Like I'm more broken than that, or I can't be fixed, or my problems are too complicated. Like I need to I always said, I don't know why you say crocodile pills, like take flipping 20 crocodile pills and spin backwards and that's what's going to solve my problems. You know, someone would need something like very extreme and something no one's really heard of to fix their problems instead of overlooking the basics.
Yeah, I think so. And I think it's easy to see that because I was one of those people, to be honest with you. As I said, I have I've struggled with weight and this yo-yo weight for all my life. As I said, I got to about up with my weight from when I was a child. I was a very large child growing up, and you know, I won't get into the fact that my mother thought it'd be a good idea to buy her morbidly obese child a cape. So
why?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I love your mum, but seriously, why buy me a cape? I was literally fatty witchy poo for most of my scar. So I wasn't. So what I'm trying to get across, I think, to other people is I've not had an easy go at this. I've had this, you know, I've been bullied at school for being overweight. I've, you know, I've been through sort of, you know, being the nice one, being the friend that all of the nice fit boys want to come and talk to because I'm the fun one, because they fancy a fit mate. I've been through all of that. And I've, as I said, I've yo-yoed throughout my life. So I had a very unpleasant relationship with food. And I'm not saying that, you know, I'm still on that journey, if you like. And now I always think I've just got a kind of a body smart voice now that I just wake up every day and make sure the body smart voice is the stronger now, because I do think I will always have that challenge. It will always be something that I think about, but I'm just the body smart tools has just made it not that big of a deal anymore because of the simplicity of it. And I think it is. So what I'm trying to say is I've been through all of the challenges around, you know, about weight loss and what does work and what doesn't work, and how you feel when you've lost weight and then you feel miserable again when you've put it back on again. And it is. And so the beauty of this, of the simple things is that they're easy to get into your life. It's not a big. You haven't changed who I am. You haven't fundamentally changed how I live my life. It's just been these subtle little tweaks that just make it so easy for it to embed in how you live your life, if that makes sense.
No, yeah. It makes complete sense. And I think you're right. It doesn't ever fully go away, but I think you just get better at dealing with it with the tools and the skills that you've developed. But yeah, that's always our goal, is to just make it seem really simple and easy to take that first step and second step and third step. And then, you know, the mantra we always talk about, which is on this water bottle, about getting 1% better every day. That's it,
you know, and the amount of times that, you know, the WhatsApp group have said that, you know, it is, no, well, chalk it up to, you know, it's done now, you can't go back, so just be 1% better tomorrow and you'll be fine. And it, you know, and it is that, you know, if I have sort of, as I said, I've done, you know, I've perhaps maybe gone out and overindulged, maybe what have you, that's it, then I just draw a line under it. It is, you know, I was so much one of these people that you can't possibly start if it's not the first of the month. you can't start being good.
What if the first of the month wasn't a Monday?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, then you can't start then either.
Oh, you'll love this, won't you? You know, so January 1st is also a Monday this year.
Oh,
so
is
January
it?
The 1st, 2024.
Oh, wow.
So this is going to be, everyone's going to be like,
everybody.
Right, this is the day, isn't it, that we've got to start?
That's the bit where it is, you know, and it is. And what I, you know, it's the amount of times now, I mean, I've been on a number of holidays, for example, and you know, and that was always a sort of, you know, I don't know why I always approached it as being, well, gloves are off, you know. It was,
yes.
You know, why?
But it's just actually part of my normal life.
It's just my normal life.
Yeah, I just happen to be somewhere sunnier.
So, yeah. Well, and this is one thing where you can see that what Body Smart has done for me confidence-wise is that I, for the, this year, I booked to go travel solo to St. Lucia to go to a wellness resort.
Wow, lucky you.
Yeah.
What a treat.
Yeah. So again, it was one of the, I had never...
I was about to say, would you previously never do anything
never
like that?
Never would I have done
What would
that.
You have done instead?
Never have done that. I wouldn't have done anything. I wouldn't, well, I didn't.
You wouldn't have booked anything for yourself?
No, never. I certainly wouldn't have gone on my own.
Yeah.
No.
Amazing.
Absolutely not. But it was literally like, no, I can do this. And it was just, and again, I went to a place that was, you know, it did cater for solo travellers. So there were, you know, there were other people who were travelling on their own. But it was a resort that was tailored around wellness. So it was around, you know, so it was, there was yoga and there was exercise. So you could go full blown, you know, HIIT classes and circuit classes to yoga and Tai Chi and, you know, loads of water sports and things like that, you know, which is because that's kind of what I enjoy. But I'd never have done that.
So is there any, you know, we like a lot of the women that sign up, it's the weight loss is the primary thing. And you've achieved that and that's been the big win. But you've mentioned professionally, you know, but people have noticed that you're better at feeling better about yourself and how you're going.
I mean, you know, I don't want to belittle the weight loss, but truthfully, the weight loss is dare I say it, it's almost bottom of the list.
Oh, wow.
In terms of what it's done for me, in terms of, I mean, I'll say it again, the sleep is just ridiculous. I'm just so annoyed that it's taken me to 50-ish to find that out. The sleep, it's the attitude towards life. It is the just taking a pause and thinking about it is, then don't get me started on what it has actually taught me around exercise and building my own programs and understanding, particularly the use of weights and what have you, which I was starting to enjoy anyway, but it's just kind of gone exponential now. So I mean, so one of the comments I had, which was from a girl I work with, who said, "I can't believe how strong you look." She said, "I can't believe your legs in those pants." And it was like, I know it sounds stupid, but that actually makes me feel even better.
Yeah.
You
know, 100%.
I mean, if I'm sort of, you know, if I'm 50 yards and I'm wearing, you know, which for people, women who are out there who are of my age and you're wearing sleeveless tops, for somebody to make a comment about the definition in your arms, I'm like, thanks very much.
Yeah.
So forget the weight loss. It's
none of us want to just be skinny, right? No. It's not the 90s.
No.
We don't want to look like a skeleton with some skin on it.
No.
But actually building that muscle, as you've learned, does require a specific kind of approach.
Yeah.
What were you doing before?
So a lot of it was cardio. A lot of it was sort of like, you know, happy clappy classes as well. It was a bit sort of...
Never heard that. That was brilliant. Happy clappy classes. I know 100% what you mean.
Grapevine to the right, grapevine to the left. Yeah. So it was a lot of that kind of thing, which was great. It got me moving. It's get me wrong. Yeah. And so I've always probably had a kind of a good bedrock of you know, I've never been sedentary in that respect, even when I was rather large. As I say, that's why I did shot put at school. Because you would, wouldn't you? They always wanted me to be goalie. Yeah. You know, so I was always active. But so I had a good foundation. But the beauty of weights now over, you know, I still dabble with cardio every now and again just to keep my hand in. And I do that deliberately because if I do find that I go somewhere where maybe I haven't got a gym or I haven't got access to weights and things like that, I can always fall back on a run or something like that to keep me active, because I don't enjoy running at all. But I enjoy moving. So
I'm with you there, by the way. I don't enjoy running, but if I go somewhere and there's nothing else to do, I'll run.
Yeah, I don't find nothing. Zen state that a lot of long distance runners get to. I wish I did. But it's for me, it's just how the weights make you feel. And then when you do sort of, you know, you read up on, you know, on the benefits of weights and of weight lifting and things like that, it is, you know, I don't want to compete. I just want to be, again, in a position to get myself the best version I can be in later life. And so, for example, I read a book by a guy called Dr. Peter Attia, his name is, Outlive it's called.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he talks of how, you know, the benefits of sort of lifting weights at this age is that, you know, so when I'm in my 70s, I can pick me shopping up.
It very quickly devalues, doesn't it, if you don't.
You know, and it's, so it's not the fact that you want, as I said, you want to be all, you know, as I say, be able to lift this huge weight. It's just that I want to be, you know, if I have a fall in a later life, I want to be in a position that I've built up my bones and my muscle strength, that it's not going to, you know, to put me in, it, it, you know, in hospital. Mm-hmm. It's that kind of preparation that now just, but it's the fact that I'm interested in stuff like that now, the Body Smart has made me think like that. So it's made me think much more about, you know, I mean, and he quotes in the book around that, that, you know, I think that the quote that, you know, you need to stop pulling people, you know, out the river and go downstream and find out what, why they're falling in the first place.
Oh, that's, I got actually heard that first time I went to counselling.
Yeah.
So it was,
I think it's Tutu, isn't it? Desmond Tutu, I think it was.
Yeah, I think it talks about like, like, so let's say you've got somebody that's drowning in a river and it's like going down and just jumping in the river and pulling them back out is sympathy. So, you know, where you feel bad for that mm-hmm. person, you just literally try and drag them out. Empathy is where you'll put a foot in the river and put your hand out and be like, I'm willing to help, but you've got to help yourself help a little yourself. Bit. And then the critical parent is the one who's up at the top of the hill saying you're all doing it wrong.
And what I think Body Smart has done has made me think, right, well, you know, yeah, I want to find out why I've got that relationship with food and what is it that makes me trigger, and I can be in control of this, not the other way around.
But also to think of that bigger picture, because it sounds like you were doing cardio because you wanted to lose weight, but you've openly said, don't like running.
No.
Of course you weren't going to keep doing that for the rest of your life. You don't like it.
No, I don't like it.
But now you've found something that you actually can go into the gym and actually get some pleasure out of as well.
Absolutely, yeah.
So how was that transition? Did you have a bit of doubt when Tash said, yeah, I know you might like doing cardio, but we're going to be doing this. What did you think?
Well, I was sold a little bit anyway, if you like, in terms of the benefits of weights, if you like, and so much so that I built an extension and started putting a gym in it.
Oh, nice!
So I've got my own little setup now. My brother has always been into weights, so he's 10 years older than me, so but very influential in my life. So. Kind of like, you know, me big brother, if you like, in terms of I always kind of, you know, turn to him. So he's always kind of showed me and taught me little bits around weights and things like that as well. And so I've always sort of been interested in it, but not to the extent that I am now, if you like, in terms of understanding sort of what works and building my own programs and, you know, and the progressions and the, you know, and all the little tricks, like sort of, you know, doing time under tension. And would you, mm-hmm. And what I found was as well is that, again, which has helped is because I'm so impatient, I was constantly injuring myself. So I'd always be saying, I've done my back in, Tasha. She'd be like, oh, God, I've told you not to stop lifting so heavy. Stop going so heavy so quick. And again, it's that permission to just go, doesn't have to be hugely heavy. I've always got this kind of like, no, go on in, I want to, I'm lifting this. And then I put me back out and I'd be out for weeks.
Yeah.
And it's just that permission to go, no, calm down. You'll progress. You'll be able to do, you know, there's other ways of doing things. There's other ways of, you know, of benefiting from weight, even if it's lighter. So, you know, stop killing yourself so quickly, you know. Again, something I've learned at Body Smart, which is just, you know, invaluable.
Yeah, and I think something that Jamie says all the time is the game, or the aim of the game is to stay in the game.
Yeah.
So it's not going super hard and not being able to exercise at all for three weeks. Better to exercise at a lower intensity, but be able to do it.
To do it anyway.
Forevermore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so is there anything about your exercise routine now that you would say 2 years ago, Julie would be very surprised at?
Yeah, truthfully, that just the amount that I do.
Oh, right, okay.
The frequency that I do it. So I do have a habit of planning. As I say, I plan my food and my exercise a week in advance, if you like. But I do that deliberately to just take something out of my head, if you like. Because as I say, I don't want to be in a position where I've, you know, which again was, if I haven't thought about it and then something happens in work and I'm late in work, well, it's so easy then to...
especially when you've got a busy career.
Yeah.
It's that, whereas a failing to prepare is preparing to fail.
Yeah.
So, you know, by having that plan and taking that mental bandwidth on, say, the weekend for the week ahead, it makes it
easy to grab something that, you know, you wouldn't normally do that isn't going to satisfy you anyway because it's just a quick fix type of thing. So I find doing that really, really helpful, if you like. And then again, because I'll know what I'm doing in work, I can plan if I've got something I'm going to be late, so then I'll exercise in the morning potentially, or but I will. I've got to plan my exercise. If I don't do my exercise, I get a little bit ratty now, if you like.
Okay, so is it more for like your headspace now?
Headspace now. Headspace. It really sort of. I mean, work can be incredibly frustrating at times and put me in a really, really bad headspace. That that again, I would have previously. That would have been. So I deserve that now. I deserve going and eating. And eating and not worrying about it and treating myself because I've had such a bad day in work. Whereas, no, now it is I'm going in to put my baked potato in the oven. So while the oven is cooking, I'm going and pounding weights to sort of go...
Get that aggression out.
And I picture certain individuals when I'm trying to lift it. I'm trying to do that overhead press.
I love it. Yeah, no, I love it. I mean, yeah. It is. It's such, you know, you've swapped, in essence, you know, turning to food as a way of changing your state. And because you're not feeling great. So like, let's eat something that's pleasurable and that'll change my state. But then it comes with the guilt and the shame and not feeling so great afterwards versus going and doing something that makes you feel good, relieves, like physiologically relieves all that stress and then enjoy your food even more and can chill out for the evening.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It is just, I wish I could just convey how great it feels to be behind the wheel more than it was always felt like it was it always felt like it was the food that was driving me. It was always, it's that constant noise of eat that, you need to eat that. And it was always just take, it was the answer to everything.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas now it's, no, it isn't.
You're in charge now.
I'm in charge now. And it's that, and it does give you that confidence. It is, you know, I wasn't always a shrinking violet, don't get me wrong, but I was very much, I entered a room and said, hi, I'm Julie, I'm fat. To sort of get it
that
out
was
there.
Your identity.
That was my identity, and it was me. So come on, let's I'll start the jokes first, so that nobody else needs to. Whereas now it's not. No, it's I'm Julie, and I'm here to contribute to this meeting because you know I've got the confidence I can bring something to the meeting, or to the wherever scenario I'm in. And don't get me wrong, the fact that I know I can go into a wardrobe and pick out something that I know is going to fit me is. Sounds terribly shallow, but it's just
another one of those things have to think about.
You know, the amount of time. I mean, first of all, you'd have the debate: was I going to go out anyway in the first instance? Because have I got something that I can wear? Then, if you did think you were going to go out, it would then be sort of days worth of. Well, I'll have to try that outfit on because, well, what happens? How do I look if I sit down?
Yeah.
Or how does it feel?
How does it feel when I sit down? Well, what's going to, if I left it, I'll be all right if I wear that, if I just stand the whole time. I mean, I haven't got any of that anymore in that respect. And as I said, it's just that confidence it gives you is
freedom
just,
as well,
it's
isn't
just
it?
Freedom.
It is.
Just nothing else for you to sort of have to deal with, which, you know, and I felt like that sometimes in that, you know, I felt for some of the ladies on the WhatsApp group because, you know, my son's sort of, you know, in his 30s now, and albeit he's living with me at the moment, he won't be for much longer. He's his own person and he's got his own identity. But you've got women who are, you know, they're going home to, you know, a husband who's had a bad day. So he wants sort of to talk about his bad day. And then you've got maybe three kids and, you can't, and Sam doesn't like eating that, and so Sarah likes to eat this, and so, and you've got all of that. And again, it's that, where do they get to have that clarity of, well, what about me?
Yeah, and you are always last.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I really felt for, and just tried to get across, and I'm not in that position myself, so I have got this luxury of going, right, I'm spending my Sunday to, think about what I've got to do next week and look at my work diary. And I know there's so many women who haven't got that opportunity, but it's just really just try and carve out that little bit of time for yourself because everyone will then benefit. You'll be so much better then for everybody else in your life. I'm probably a lot more pleasant to be around than I ever was because I'm just in a better place and a better headspace myself.
Yeah, definitely. And have you got any goals now? Because obviously you had that goal when you joined us.
Yes.
But one of our things is 1% better every day doesn't doesn't end.
No.
So what are you working on?
So again, it's just, it's the maintaining, to be honest with you. It's the fact that I don't want to say that I'm, you know, I've cracked it. I think, you know, I'm in the best shape I've ever been in, and I'm in the best place I've ever been. But I want to keep going, and I want to keep that, and I want to get better at not sort of realizing how I've got on the journey. I just want to keep honing that, if you like, in terms of that keeping in control and always being. I don't want to be committed to the scales. I don't want to be upset by numbers or anything like that.
That's how I haven't asked you. How did you find not tracking your food anymore?
Still
tough?
It is still tough, yeah. And I think, again, because you learn so much in the journey, you've kind of got enough to know now in terms of, you know, what you need to do to keep things on track. I'm good at, you know, sort of portion sizes and things like that now, and you just get to know sort of which are a bit more sort of calorie dense foods than they were. So you just rein that back. And truthfully, every now and again, I always dabble on my FitnessPal to just have a little look. And
it's one of the things that show that people who do lose weight and keep it off, at least for it, as long as the next 2 to 3 years, do continue with some level of self-monitoring. And some people might use that in the form of either tracking in with the food every now and then, especially if they change things up or are having new foods. I mean, I even do it if I go somewhere and there's a food that I've not seen before. First thing I do is check the back of the packet, and I'm like, oh, that's interesting. And I try and like guess, you know, try and test myself.
Yeah, when we had a call in the Caterpillar the other day, and I was like, ooh, guess how many calories are in the whole cake?
Yeah.
Because it's just interesting, isn't it?
And I think it is, and I know it sounds, and I don't want it to sound like it is... it's mechanical, because it's not.
Or obsessive.
But what I will find is if somebody wants to go out and wants to have something to eat, I will Google the menu. I will have a look at the menu to just have a look at, well, okay, what are the healthier choices for me to have on that? That doesn't mean that I'm going to deny myself. It just means that I've set myself up to know, right, well, okay, if I've had that, well, then I'll just maybe, you know, counterbalance it in the next couple of days or leading up to it, if you like, to just... I mean, and the beauty that I liked about Body Smart was as well was that, again, previous iterations were that you've never kind of used exercise as a way of...
burning calories.
If you've done all that walking, Julie, you can have that many more calories.
Yeah.
Or vice versa.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that was just fascinating for me. It was just that. So it's just a side issue that now for me, which again makes me just think more around the health side of choices as opposed to, yeah, but if I do that, I can have this.
Yes.
Yeah. Like it's some, you know, Raiders of the Lost Ark kind of, you know, statue that I can have. It's just, it's taken.
It's such a skill.
To quote the 40-year-old virgin, which I won't quote, but it's taken off the pedestal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, and that's just worth every...
It's such a skill, though, and like being able to have that, develop that skill and have that confidence to balance nutrition in such a way, it is really freeing and liberating because, you, like you said, you feel like you're an expert driver, you feel like you're in control. Yeah. Versus a lot of people, I know when I speak to them, you talk about having that level of freedom or control with your food, and they seriously don't believe it exists. They feel like this will be a struggle for forever. But it is just a case of becoming more mindful, more intentional, and over time you do understand how to be a little bit more intuitive and balance things.
And what's been brilliant is as well is that it's, you know, so you've really kind of, you know, I've always been thinking that the answer is to get a bit more nutritionally savvy, which again, you did brilliantly for me in breaking that down. But then once you get kind of further along, it's then more interesting to even drop down another layer, you see. Yeah. So what I'd find Natasha would be saying is, keep your eye on your sodium. And I'd be going, oh, come on, just, I'm already doing fat and carbs. But that you'll find because you get so used to sort of how your body reacts and something, you'll go, blimey, look at me sodium the day before. No wonder the scale's saying that.
Yes.
And you think to yourself, God, I've cracked this. I'm like, I can talk to all the coaches like I work here now.
Yeah.
And you know, and it's things like, you know, and she's dropping, you know, and your potassium's a bit low, you know, that might be why you're tired. I'm going, oh my God. And it does make you then sort of drop down that other layer then to go, you know, and then so then you'll go and I'll do a little bit of a Google in terms of, well, what foods are rich in this or rich in that, and you'll swap your diet round and you might, you know, you'll make something that's got about that packed in it, you know, to just help. Because sometimes I'll go and do a weight session and think, blimey, that was hard. That. I thought I'm supposed to be progressing here. But then you'll realise it's because you haven't fueled it properly, you know, and it's fascinating. It's fascinating.
Sounds like you're very in tune with your body now, which makes my heart very happy.
It does, and that's, I know it sounds stupid, it's the most marvellous, you know, piece of equipment you'll ever have. And I feel awful that I've perhaps treated it as poorly as I have for as long as I have.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm determined now that I'm not
gonna,
no going back now. I've come this far, there's no going back.
Yeah.
So we've said about goals at the moment, you are focusing just on like continuing to improve your knowledge and your confidence with your health. Have you got any fitness goals?
Yeah, fitness goals. My fitness goals is, I shouldn't say this because Natasha will play the life out of me now. But I've got, I've always been much better sort of at lower body strength. I've always got quite strong legs, if you like. But my God, have I got spaghetti arms. My upper body, you see all these women, don't you, in sort of like action movies hanging onto the rope?
Yeah.
No, I'd be gone. There's no way I'm hanging onto a rope.
Yet.
So I have got a little bit of a sneaky goal that I would like to do a pull-up.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah. So Natasha's been giving me some targeted exercises to help build up a body strength. And I've purchased a pull-up bar.
Nice.
So I've got that now. That's now an acquisition in the gym.
Yeah.
To just start to progress a little bit in terms of, but yeah, love to be able to do a pull-up.
Did you have
a fitness goal?
You definitely will.
That'll be your 2024 mission accomplished.
Yeah.
Did you ever think at 55 you'd be starting to do pull-ups?
No.
Yeah.
I love it.
No. Yeah. I didn't think at 55 I'd be wearing sleeveless tops. But yeah, I'm very pleased with that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Nice. I've got a little message from Tash. Julie knows how much I've enjoyed coaching her. Yes, I did push her out of her comfort zone to help her see her own potential. It was an honour to get to meet her in person in September, and it felt so natural to chat and meet up, and I can't wait to do it again this year, and she's going to put me through her paces in her own gym. So, sounds like there might be a pull-up competition.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's me done, isn't it? Then? Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on today, Julie.
Thank you very much. I'm really flattered that you've asked me. Yeah.
Wow.
I will sing your praises from
Body Smart Poster Girl.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I really am, as I said.
Oh. Yeah.
Please believe it. Please give it a go. And please just stick with it.
Thank you very much, Julie. Appreciate it.
No, absolutely.
Thanks for listening. We hope you've enjoyed today's episode. And if what we've been saying has made a lot of sense and you are ready to connect the dots with your health, fitness and nutrition, then our life-changing Body Smart coaching is just the ticket. Head on over to the description, click the link to apply, and we cannot wait to help you change your life.